How the old woman lost her left buttock. Look, I said, can't we just be friends with the potential of frisson at chance meetings? No, she said, I'm an all or nothing kind of girl. Double or quits, I thought. Look, I said, can't we just be friends with the potential... I don't get the sentence out. Either she ain't listening or she's not in the mood for my jokes. And she goes quiet on me. And I know what she's thinking. And even as I think this, I knew that I shouldn't be. But being one to look on the bright side, I discount my theories about her having a sex change on account of never having read of a successful brain transplant. We get more silence, and then she says, you know, your trouble, you're scared, you wouldn't say boo to a goose. I don't usually talk to birds, is my reply, which I know is not my joke, but she was more personal and cutting in what she actually said, and I wish to protect the innocent. But verbatim, her next line is, why don't you ever think of my feelings before you open your big mouth? She ain't going to like the truth, that I hardly know her, so how am I expected to know how she'll react? But I don't say this. Instead, I say, I do. The next bit comes direct from her friend Janet, the one with her hand up her back, more half Nelson than variety act. You are not what I need at this stage in my life. Which is precisely what I've been trying to say amidst this downpour of pheromones. But being a man and sensing rejection, I change tack and do that. I can't see why you say that routine, not least because I do fancy her, even if she does do my head in. I know the first part because I've stopped eating, and the second because we're having this conversation. And I don't know this Janet, though apparently she is a lesbian, one-time rabbit farmer from North Wales who now lectures in fashion and women's studies at the local tech. Ah, oh, and that she's jealous. Anywho, we get the theories of Chairman Janet, during which our doodle and I. It's all stuff I know and don't need retelling. And then she says, ain't you got nothing to say? But since my character lies dead on the floor with a bullet in the temple, you'll understand why the silence is total. And so I laugh. And she wants to know what's funny, and I say you wouldn't understand, and she says, try me, so I avoid the issue altogether, since slagging Janet would be pointless, and a key indicator of domestic violence is the cussing out of friends, and though she cusses mine, I can't be arsed, and this is going nowhere. And then we get the $64,000 question. What do you want in a relationship? Which is dumb. Since I might be nuts, but I'm not stupid. I want pretty normal things, like a friend, someone to care for, fun times, the sharing of troubles, not to be ridiculed, oppressed, or violently attacked, to have an equal say. But I guess the main thing, in relation to what we're talking about, is not to have someone with fascist mentalists for friends. I don't say this, of course, being male. I mumble, I don't know, and leave the ground to her. I don't bother to listen. I've read it already in Cosmo, or maybe it was Marie Claire. But then, as we all know, everything is for the best in the best of all possible worlds.